all the Ma'asim in Shiniyot. Go to step by step. First, it starts with the Sugya of Muksa, Machmas, Mias. That really saw in Siman Reishayin test and Sevav that we have a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, what Halach is. The end of the Sefer, the Daf Tzitzun Zayin, it's Machlokes, Ravina, and Ravacha, how do we pass them? Well, the Gemara in Kulan, that Tzadik Zayin is that it's always going to be a Mekel. And therefore, we pass the Muksa, Machmas, Mias, as Mais is Motor. Building upon that, come along to hear the Torah in the Beis Hashem, and it goes to the Klal. Of when do we say this machlokes of Shimon and of Yehuda? Of what the loch negates the muks is? That means by now we're going through the loch of the muks of the whole entire Zman. And over here, where it comes along the Torah and Beis Yosef, it says, what is this concept of muksa if we pass like of Shimon and there's no muksa on Shabbos? So first, to divide up in the Beis Yosef, the two halachim. There's one, there's machlokes of Shimon and of Yehuda. At certain times, you pass like of Shimon. The second group of cases, that there's no machlokes, even of Shimon agrees. So go through each group. First, the group is Machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. There are Be'etem, seven cases over here. The klal by most of them, let's call it like five of them, is that something that is not really that much, and the person is Mekata Das B'Miktas, a little bit. He pushes it away from himself a little bit. On that is when we're passing like of Shimon, less lay Moksa. The idea is something that's really a little bit at certain times, or certain Akimtas, that we hold like of Shimon. For example, just go through the cases, five cases. One is the case of Muksa Machmas Mias. It's not Mias Ligamri. It's really a little bit. Most people push it away. That the Gemara says is Machlokes of Shimon and of Yehuda. That's where Paschal means the Falaf, Lakula. The second case, the Gemara Daf Kufcha Vav, brought down by Rashi, and Tosfos also Daf Memei. We have something that's in the Oitzer. Do you need Azmona or not? Yehuda said you need Azmona. Shimon said you did not need Azmona. That's the Lakula of Yehansif Beis. That you push it away a little bit. But since because it's an oiter, from the end of the day, since it's roy, you're not going to be doichal, and therefore you pass like of Shimon, it's not muksa. A third case the Gemara discusses, according to Shimon, you were doichal, but still it's chazi. Example, you put chitim that you see, put into the ground. We had a base that you put a tarnagol on top of it, why can you want to turn to an afroya? You were doichal, but still it's chazi. So if you were doichal, b'miksas, the lochis of machloks of Shimon of Yehuda, and mechabal via passim, like of Shimon. A fourth case is something that the animal was before Shabbos, a regular animal. Came on Shabbos, came in the Vela. The question is, Muchul Adam is Muchul Klavim. Therefore, again, you make Katzadas be Miktas, came along with Shimon and Paschim, the Loch is, that's not Mukso, and that's very Paschim, Simon Shin Chavdal. Because circles of it is Roy. Now, there is Machlaikis. In the Gemara itself, we have Andachim Heim of Bayes. Let's say the animal was a Bari in Erev Shabbos, came in the Vela on Shabbos. Is that Doicha the Gamri or not? That's a Machlaikis. Well, the question is that Doicha be Miktas or the Gamri? And Simon Shin Chavdal of Zayin, the Mechabel Maisel wants to be Mekel. The Mishmu over there brings down the Elu Abba and the Goyin wants to be Fakbik upon that. And the fifth case is by Klishim Lachel Isser, the Loch is Ozmoto Tzarkufi Mekoymoi. Why is it Taisha Daf Lam Avov? Because Roy be Miktas. And therefore, since Roy be Miktas, Pasuk like of Shimon, and not Mukso. So this is the first five cases Gemara speaks out to is the Machlaikis. And these five things are Doicha be Miktas, we're going to pass like of Shimon. Now there are two other cases that we also go like of Shimon. One is the case of Noilad, the Gemara Be'er that Beis of Nala. Over there it has Machlokes of Yehuda and B'Shimon. We pass him Be'ikel like of B'Shimon. There's no Noilad on Shabbos like all cases of Muksa. It's nichol in the category of Doicha B'Miksas. And then there's a seventh case of Machlokes which we did not pass him. There's one case we did not pass him like of Shimon. The Sugya Migin is Katzoi. We have the Gemara that B'Mdalad, O'Mnalef, B'Mdalad Be'ez, B'Mheim Be'ez. The Gemara has Machlokes of Yehuda B'Shimon. Do you say Migidus Katzoi Ben Hashmosos? It's Katzoi L'Kuli Yomei. The Loch is the Paskin Kuli and Reshain Tess or over here in Simon Shil Yotze Beis. Not that way. We Paskin, there is Migidus Katzoi, except the Gemara says Dafim Hei B'Shasat Chak B'Shasat Chak B'Shasat Chak. That means even though we do not Paskin like one thing like B'Shimon, if it's B'Shasat Chak B'Shmur B'Dam Mokim Tsar Hezek B'Doim from Goyim, then even this case will Paskin like B'Shimon. And the question is, why do not pass like a Shimon? The Kamal Baruch HaShulchan then explains, because Be'etzem, we had the Gemara Daf Mem Hei, we saw that really there are three different shitas. There's Rabbi Yehuda, there's Rabbi Shimon, and there's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also does not hold a Muksa, but yet he holds a Migidus Katzoi. That means it's not totally Zebezeh. And therefore it says the Baruch HaShulchan bringing down the Bahag, since this case is, we have Yochid versus Rabin, here it's not Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, we're going to pass like the Rabbim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda over here. And the story over here is
that since the Maaseh, when entered Shabbos, we have a Chinosher view, a Pasuk before the story, a Smachtakor, that since we have a Smachtakor, this case, we're passing like Reb Meir and not like Reb Shimon. The concern over here that entered Shabbos wasn't Roy, Migdas Katsoi was not prepared, and therefore was not prepared entering Shabbos. And since over here we have Ke'ina Pasuk, we settle upon this case will be Machmer. So again, we have the seven cases over here, we have Machlekes, six of them we pass like Reb Shimon. One of the Maaseh of Shimon agrees with, we don't pass like him. That's one group. There's another group, another 13 cases, that Reb Shimon agrees to it. These 13 cases of Shimon agrees to make it the three categories. We come from the Sugyo. There's one type of category that something Be'etzim is not Roy, a rock. That's going to be one group. There's a second group that when it enters Shabbos, it was not Roy, the whole change on Shabbos. For example, the words of Gemara is, Ein l'chob Shimon muksa el groygus v'tzimukim. That means the Shimon agrees by Gregor and Tzimukim. A third category, the Gemara Dafim Hei says, "Elachal Shimon Mukse El What by Shemesh Benair." That means we have times that Shimon agrees either by Rak, the Mamok that is, they point out, it's ready from Dovid HaMelech. Ready something that's not Roy by the case of a mace, was not Roy for Shabbos, has nothing to do with Shimon of Yudah, that's from Dovid HaMelech. That's one category. A second category is called under the topic of Gregor and Tzimukim. The Gemara says Shimon agrees, there's Mukse by Gregor and Tzimukim. And the third category is Muksa when Shemesh Benair. Now to go through all these three categories, just to speak them out. Again, one case that's like ever not Roy for anything, what we call Muksa Machnas Gufoi. The Mechab over here, Mingdan is a local. That's in the Meisei Mingdan. Says, I bring you right, the Shimon agrees by Muksa Machnas Gufoi. Why? The Gemara and Dafim Hei says a case of money and the Mukhni. Money says Muksa Machnas Gufoi. We see the Shimon agrees to it. Where the Gemara Dafim Vav says a case of Tsereris, the Shimon agrees to it. And therefore, it's clear that anything that's Muksa Machmas Kuvay is not Roy at all b'metzias. It's like a mace. Reb Shimon agrees. The Svar is, it's Roy b'miktas. The Svar is anything that's not, it's Mekata Das the Gamri, it's not Roy at all. That's nothing to do with less than Muksa, Islam Muksa. It's not Roy at all on Shabbos. That Reb Shimon agrees to. The second case, the Olam wants to say, to extend the idea of Muksa Machmas Kuvay, is a klishum lachtoy le'isa that no shamshus v'heter. They won't say, not only it's not Roy at all, it's not Roy on Shabbos. That's the second case. They won't say, even Shimon agrees to it. A third case, Memhema Beis, what? According to those, Sugbeth, yeah. A third case, Memhema Beis, the case of Afroya, birds, animals, Bachai, which we discussed yesterday. That's in Yuchas, certainly in those days, and no use. Even Bezman Azari, a case of Loy Plog. And therefore, since it's Mamash, a case of Iraq, therefore they call Muksa Babalachayim, Nifnegeda Muksa. A fourth case is say it's chesaron kiss. More than very clear that Shimon agrees to this halacha. Why? Because same inside of it, it's like a rack on Shabbos, has no use. I'm doichet legamri, and therefore it's not worth you at all on Shabbos. Not the mix of legamri is not worth you. Therefore, even Shimon agrees. A fifth case is muksa machmas bias legamri. Rishmur speaks out by the sugya of Ovid, in the case of graf. Says why you have to come up to the sugya of graf? That's your makelos muksa machmas bias. Speaks out that achrayim. Mias means when the case over here you have eight to have fish hanging from it has a bad smell. No. You have a case of mamish disgusting and soya diapers, stuff like that. That's muksa machmas mias legamri. That even Shimon agrees. It's not read all on Shabbos. And a sixth case, interesting, is klish shmlak to iser is also mecham letzel. Explains the Aruch HaShulchan why that's so according to the Reb Shimon. You want to say, you know why? It's not Shabbos mecham letzel, not Roy Bechlal. It's nichel in the category and not Roy at all. It's not Shabbos. Just like we look at Shabbos has no use, Iraq has no use in Shabbos. Mecham L'Tzel, you want to say, why does Hashem agree with Mecham L'Tzel also? By Klishmach L'Tzel. So you want to say the lumbness of Hashem and Klishmach L'Tzel is not, is giving us Mecham L'Tzel. Why? Because Mecham L'Tzel is nichel again and not Roy all for Shabbos. Not Roy anything. You say nichel again of Iraq. Iraq's not Roy for Shabbos. A category 2 might be not, Kundar Fashukh, Lishtosli, not ready for Shabbos, Baal Chaim, not ready for Shabbos, Sir Kis, not ready for Shabbos, this is not ready for Shabbos. Mecham Letzel is for after Shabbos, not for Shabbos. What? If I need it for Shabbos, it's Sir Kuf Mekhoimoy. For after Shabbos, it's Mecham Letzel. So there's no use. Besides Shabbos, there's no use over here. So these are six cases that under Reb Shimon agrees to it. Why? It's not a din of a mixed fact, so. It is, it has no use. It's a rack on Shabbos, it's nothing. That's one group. Oh, we have something to do for sure. Yeah, could be another mask. A second group, come on, the Gemara Dafim Hain says that Elochah Muksa Lab Shimon only Gregor Svetimukim. That means he agrees to muksa by Gregus and Simukim. So what does that mean? It means simple, Avada one's not Roy on Shabbos, Avada's muksa. Avada the Gregus and Simukim, you put the dates of the grapes on the roof, and it's not Roy Avada's muksa. That's Avonim, Eitzim Avonim. What's the Gemara saying, Gregus and Simukim? Meaning you put it there, Erev Shabbos, it's not Roy at all, and even on Shabbos it's switched to being Roy. Still, Shimon says, even though right now it is Roy on Shabbos, it still is muksa. So we now have a category of muksa according to Shimon. It's Roy 100% on Shabbos. Not like a rack is not Roy. It is Roy, and still it's Muxo. Why? That's simply the category of Gregus Vitzimukim. Says the Gemara, what's the lumpness behind it? Once you have two things, it's Docha be a Dayim, and when it went to Shabbos, it's not Chazi. Therefore, Nitchel Gami Midaitoi. It's not Docha a little bit. The words are Achoinim or Ushainim. Since you're Docha, it's Nitchel Gami. Chil Gami is Kain, the concept of Eitim Avonim. So like Eitim Avonim is Dorch Legami, but Eitim has no use. Here I can take something that has use, but since I entered Shabbos, and I did a Chiyah with a, over here, it's not being Chazi, therefore it's definitely category of Dorch B'Yedayim. That's the second group. Building upon this, also say another example, Taisa brings down, and really the Shulchan Aruch says also, the Shulchan brings down, and Simon Shem Yilchet, Kohen Ches, something that you're not Yeshiva Matzapo. You're not Dorcho. Come along the Lachot, you say the end of Migdash Katzoi. You say, that means, for example, the Gemara says, in the case of a car and a shishas, you have a bowl of oil inside, that's not going to go out on Shabbos. It'll go out through the whole entire Shabbos for 26 hours. Come on, the Gemara says, even according to Shimon Lamais, it's mukso. Even according to Shimon, it's mukso. What? Because something is not Yeshim itself, but even if Shimon agrees to Megiddes Katsoi. That means we always hold the Megiddes Katsoi. But if Shimon agrees, it's something that you're doing Legamrim Bidaitoi, like Rogers with Simukim. Also, in the getter of Muksa, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, he agrees in this case. Another example that's caused is something that's Mechubim Mibo'idyoim, Mechusat Seydim Mibo'idyoim. Two other examples. Let's say we entered Shabbos, it was night is attached. We entered Shabbos, it wasn't caught yet. When it comes to Shabbos, my Salach is, you can't capture it, can't do an act of plesha. Even if it was done that way, someone else took it off or caught it, the Maisat Muksa, why? Dochi Legami Pamidas. Let's get a Muksa over here. The third group over here, come on the Gemara and says, "Ein lecha muksa el nesh shemesh shebener." So speaking of the Aruch Shulchan, what does that mean? The Gemara really said there are two things inside that category. The Gemara first thought it was one thing, huksa mitzvasoi, huksa leisurei. The Gemara said, "No, it's two separate muksas." The Rav Shimon does agree. That means he does have a muksa. He has a huksa. He has a muksa mitzvasoi. He said a sugya bizei mitzvah even during chalamoid. Hashem, next we get back to the sugya that even Shimon even agrees in the sugya of muksa mitzvasai. And the second sugya of muksa lisurai, meaning the sugya of bosses. Shimon maisa agrees to the sugya of bosses. Why? Because the sugya of bosses, if this is tuffle to that, the shalavis maisa muksa, it's tuffle. The sugya of tefillos of Shimon agrees to. Why? Because I'm claiming what the swar for that is. Why is he agrees to it? But the idea of bosses, one time, since it's tuffle to that, whatever that is, extends to the thing itself. Then there's one other case of Shimon agrees to, the case of Noel Gomer, that's what Tosafot writes to that based on Aleph, depends where the rain came from. So come along again, we have four things of Shimon agrees to, four groups, and that's we have 13 different cases. We have a case, what? Sorry, kid, I said already. That what I said was the first group of Network Klal, on Shabbos. It either is Network Klal, the case of Nitzchel Legamri, the case that a person is mitzvah or bosses, and a group of something called Noilet. Those are the four groups, I think 13 cases, Shimon agrees to. That's the synopsis of the Beisheshiv with the Paiskim. Now, in this halach over here, we have this cloud that we have a Migidas Katsoi. In Migidas Katsoi that we pass like now, like of Shimon, there's something called Doch B'Yadayim. That means, again, we have the halach in Simon Shin Yud Ches, the Kohen Ches, the Shmur brings down the halach is, let's say, an animal becomes, you want to shechita to it on Shabbos. The animal is not muksa. Not muksa. I might say, why is not muksa? The entered Shabbos, it was not roi. We needed the chiyah b'yadayim, and the animal was not doich b'yadayim. Therefore, the animal is not muksa on Shabbos. That means it was mukhbat adam erev Shabbos. It came on Shabbos, shechita mitzad achoilo, sheyes place akono. The mice allowed to eat it, no problem over here. What muksa do we say in nichol neklal doich b'yadayim? Or which ones aren't? They'll have the kula not being doich b'yadayim. For example, Klish Machl Isser and Sadat Smokso. Agree Machl for it. Where's the Tchi over there? Why should we Mai Smokso? Mecham Latzal. Send the Tchil to David. You know why? Because the fact that Miachle for Isser, that is Yichud. That is a Dachri Daim. I make this hammer for the nail. that is built in. I made it for Isser, that Tchiyah Bidayim. So every Klish Shemalach L'Isser has a Tchiyah Bidayim. Chassar and Kis speaks out the Achorin with the Tchiyah Bidayim. So the Achorin, Yemi Yachere for this, not something else. That is Tchiyah Bidayim. The fact they took a sack and shal Mila, and you made it for Mila, that's Tchiyah Bidayim. Mashchita, that's Tchiyah Bidayim. Muchse Machmas Mitzvah, they also speak out. Since you miyachid for mitzvah, that's nichel the ghetto of the chiyah b'dayim. So they point out all muksas really needed a chiyah b'dayim, and in most cases you naturally have it. Come on, the base of us discuss about muksa machbas mechubah l'karko. That's mechubah, and it's going to be disconnected on Shabbos. Where's the chiyah over there? Just like by the animal you have no chiyah, you also by mechubah, where's the chiyah? And therefore, when come along a guy and rips it off on Shabbos, should be able to eat anything that's mechubar on Benesh Moshes. The Migidus Katzai would not apply unless you have a Tchiyah B'Yadayim. So Beis Yezeh by us brings down Rashi in the Sugya Beis Achavdal and Beis. And Rashi's words are that you will not be malakid yesterday. That's why Eksinim B'Yadayim. What does that mean? Explains Beis Yezeh. That since you did not cut off Erev Shabbos, you did not do that. That itself shows you did not want on Shabbos, and that is a Tchiyah B'Yadayim. The Chiddush also. The fact that I should have made it right for me for Shabbos, and I did not do that, that shows I am a ke'ilo, I was like to be a daim. Bashkid, I didn't want to go do that, I want to use the animal. I wanted the animal to plow the field the next couple of months, and then do shkito. But here, if the fruit's right, why not pick it right now? It must be that I want my for Shabbos not to have in this situation, not to use for Shabbos. It says, the Beisaj explaining further, Rashi, I the mice circle soif, let's say a guy can pick it off. And he'll go use a few on Shabbos. And therefore, why can you not be mokshon? He said, "Loi togav on, loi chilkul, loi chalak." And therefore, there won't be any chilkul over here. So one reason why mechubal ma'ase is with the chiyah. The chiyah is I did not pick it off yesterday. Beisaisa by us goes on the front and says, brings down from the balamor a separate reason. The second thing, he said, we don't need Rashi's svara. We said if Shimon agrees by migdas katzoy when any yoshev matzapo, when in the case of Ashishis or ka'aru a bowl of shemen that goes for 26 hours. Even if Shimon agrees to Migidus Katzoy, says the Rishonim of so, over here are not Yoshim and Tzapa for the fruit over here. Since they're not Yoshim and Tzapa to take over the Paris, that's the reason why Mechubal Karko, the Mice Ulcer. Not there is a Tchiyah, I do not need a Tchiyah, not Yoshim and Tzapa. So you have two reasons why Mechubal Karko is being Muksa, even though it got ripped off already during Shabbos. Either says the Beis Yosef from the Ran the Balmor, not Yoshim and Tzapa, but in the case of the Shishas. Or it's definitely get a dark b'dayim, and nafkamina could be when the Yoshev Matzapo. So he himself speaks out. Let's say you're waiting for the goy to rip up the pre. You have to come on to maybe Mishnah, the brewer's reason, of the gedra, which brings down from the Beis Yosef and Rashi, of the gedra blood plug over here. Well, nicely, you look at the Mishnah brewer a couple of times in Shin Chav Dalet, the Psich and El Chos Yontif. He went with Rashi's reason. People are going to bring down Rashi's reason. That's nichol the gedra of dark b'dayim. Nichol the gedra of dark b'dayim. By Mukhtar Machmas Kufay, where's the chiyah? To speak to the choinim, that you have to understand that the idea of muksa machmas kufay is a whole different category of why it's muksa. You know what? It has no use for etzem. And saying by etzem is etzem avonim does not need a chiyah b'yadayim. Speaks out the tefillah of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Chiyah b'yadayim needs something by etzem is roi, has use. People look upon it. Right now, won't be changing my mind later on. Racks by etzem have no use. Do not need to get the chiyah b'yadayim. Only things that have use. Coming Ramah. Building upon this, once we know this Kol Negeh to Muksa, how do we apply this Muksa to Negeh to Nachrim, to Goyim? They have money, they have objects, they have a hammer. What's the Lacha Negeh to their Kalim? Do we call it Muksa? And therefore we'll have the same Lacha Negeh to our Chveitzim. We cannot be Metatal, they cannot Metatal their Chveitzim. But no, a different category over here. Coming Ramah being done a Kolboy, he says, Yesh Oimim, which is Ladakh the Kolkim, Denachon Shach B'Shel Ein Yehudi. And therefore, even Gregus Vitzimukim, the Maisa Napi Mutter. That means, even though the Gemara says, according to Shimon, he's Moided is Muksa by Gregus Vitzimukim, by Gregus Vitzimukim, there is no case of Muksa. There's no case of Muksa. The beer is over. Come on, the Chonim and the Shmuel speaks out. We're saying there's no Muksa by a Goy. That means Muksa that depends upon Machshavo does not apply to a Goy. And therefore, Yir can be Metautal. But let's say the Muksa does not depend upon Machshavo. It's for a different reason. Even a guy, it's his chayfah, he can do whatever he wants. But if he so, we'll have the Issa Muksa applying towards him. For example, speaks out of the Mishmura coming from the Taz, and best before in the ritual of the Moriah to Rishonim, that something's Mechubar, something is a chaser mitzad seidish shemoy. Betam, why is it muksa? It's not muksa mitzad machshava. It's muksa because betam is not waiting me on Shabbos. I cannot on Shabbos do an act of tlisha. I can't act, do on Shabbos an act of seidah. So why is it not waiting for me on Shabbos? Mitzad the isurim put upon me to block it. Mitzad isurim, that means even though a guy would do tlisha on Shabbos, or a guy would do an act of that does not act of seidah on Shabbos, even though it's his chayfus, the meister for me is muksa. For me, my sister smokes on. Well, I could not depend upon machshava. There's something else blocking me. The issue of the act of tlisha, the act of the act of seder. Or a second example, I speak out the case of noilat. Noilat be'etem why is it also not mitzvah son machshava. Even Shimon agrees that noilat gomel ma'aser is muksa. There, for example, speaks out the day of Mishorim on the side of those who are tainah that making ice on Shabbos is muksa. On that assumption, he wants to tainah. Therefore, the metatal ice that a guy made on Shabbos. It's also muksa. There's no difference. Why? Because the issue is not mitzvah machshava. Mitzvah the chetz itself not mitzvah machshava. Another example, Mishnah speaks it out in the Shaar Tzion. A guy has a rack. A guy has a rack. You know, wants to change his mind, not making the door something that's usable to open, keep the door open. Well, maita a rack be'etzem is muksa. Why? Not mitzvah machshava has no use for payul mitzias. And even the locha, even the kolbei, even the amol agrees. Maita a guy for yid to go touch the maita be muksa. Now there's a question, the Shaar Tzion says, by a case of Iraq, you know, it's not dependent upon Makshava. The question is, you can miyach Iraq la'ilam. And Iraq does depend upon Makshava. I can't miyach it. It's my Makshava. So in fact, what it means that depends upon Makshava, I can make it ois muksa, means something that's normal. We know the loch already negated to yichud, if it's normal, yichud is man helps, it's not normal, yichud la'ilam. What time they say negate to go is what? It's something that people look upon that has probably pamach shava. Something that be'etim is not the way, and I can change it, but miyach lo ilum is not in the category depends upon pamach shava. Be'etim, it's muksa. I can change it. Another example speaks out the people in Godom that everyone agrees in muksa. The muksa machwa is miyas legamri. If it's miyas gomer, again, it's not the say with pamach shava. It's the say that even if Shimon agrees, it's like, okay, the muksa machwa is kufoy. If so, the question is, once we have this concept of Iraq, Mamash everyone agrees muksa. In the case of Mias Gomer, everyone agrees muksa. Why it has no value at all? It's Mamash not worrying about Kiyuzah. What about Gregus Vitzimukim itself? When the Maisa, it's not roi at all. Enter Shabbos, not roi. It's Mamash no one can eat it. It's not Chotzi Vitzimukim. Why is it muksa? Because it's Iraq. It might change later on Shabbos. You have a Sugya Mingi Diskatsoi. When it enters Shabbos, Maisa, it's Iraq. Come on the Ramon and says, oh, in this case, Gregus Vitzimukim, Maisa, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter for him? The Maisa, every Avonim, the Maisa should be a case that's Osir, because Be'etim has no Chashivas over here, it's not Roy, the Migdash Katzai should apply. Same with Gregor Sid Simulkim. As I fact, the Shabura, and the Shaar Tzion, and the Bi'alokha, three different times. Maisa points out, Lachoy wants to argue. They want to tell that this Halokha is dark in cases that is Chazi V'loy Chazi, the Lachoy and Tefei by Gregor Sid Simulkim, that does depend upon Makshaba. And in this case, is what the Kolvay is discussing. When the loch is by a guy, it won't be depends upon machshava, won't be muksa by him. But with mamash case loy chazi bechlal, in that situation, in chanami, it's Iraq. And by Iraq, anything that guy owns Iraq, but he's still in the case over here, that is muksa. Iraq or any guy should smoke him, which will cause sagaz, almar, chanami. By case with loy chazi bechlal, that's the case that I'm over here. Now, what about by the case of mingi diskatsoi? What's the loch in the gate to a guy? So the Chor, where is the Maramokim in the Migidus Katsoi? Is it going to be Muksa on Shabbos or not? We mentioned beforehand that Shimon did not hold the Migidus Katsoi. Why? Less than Muksa. Depends upon Makshava. We the Maisa disagree. Why? Maybe because it's Makhtakro. Therefore, we do hold of it. But the Yisrael over here of Migidus Katsoi is a concept that we see with Shimon when it goes after Makshava, we're not Makatsadas. So you see, Migidus Katsoi is also associated with Makshava. But Rabbi Shimon said there is no Migidus Katsoi. Therefore, it says to be Allah over here. But in the case we have over here a ner, when the ner of the mice, when it's lit, you can move the table. When the goy's ner went out, can you go move the table? Says it be a loch, the mice go move the table. Why? Explains the Akronim. Since the whole yisoid of Migidus Katsoi is built upon the katsum akshava, for Rai of Shimon did not hold of it, and he holds no aksa from it. Therefore, by a goy, we're machma Migidus Katsoi, not like of Shimon, still by a goy, the mice will be makel. Why? Because circle so, the idea over here would be maksa, it was not being making our Shabbos before Shabbos. That extension of the idea of Migdash Katsoi is the Yisrael Makshava. Makshava that applies only to Goy. There's no din of Muksa by Goy negating Sugya Makshava. That means that this whole kolba, the whole Ramah, this whole entire Ramah discussing muksa by goy, that there is no muksa by goy, it's only one category. Things that depend upon makshava, like chazik by goy yusin simukim. Otherwise, things that be'etim muksa, echnami, be a case that's muksa on Shabbos, even for Yisrael. That means migidus katsai will be mekel, chazik by chazik will be mekel, and the third case they point out, chazik and kiss. Why chazik and kiss on maisa muksa? Why it depends upon makshava? Because he said, I'm going to take this knife and now only use it for shechita. Only use it for milah. I don't know why he goes to do that for it. But take any knife and use it only for his avoid the zara. These cases over here, since he's miyachid, it depends upon makshava, the knife is beseder, this comes on the prima gada, mitzadah, and the chandish brings down, derech nami by his soul, there's no chasaron kiss. And the goy has chasaron kiss, he'll have moving on Shabbos. So again, so the things depend upon makshava, we have three cases, chazi vle chazi, or the case of migoy, or the case of chasaron kiss. Those things do not apply to soul and can move a goy's chayfetz. Masha enke, things that are be'etzem mokso, not mitzah makshava, be'etzem, that does not apply to the case of by goy, and even my soul, his chayfetz will be a case that is mokso. What about a kishum lak le'isr? Would you put that under what category? Can you move it to the case of mecham le'tzel, the geyeter goy? Can you go do that? So come on to the Aruch HaShulchan, and he wants to taina, it's only mutar tzar kuf mekomei, not mecham le'tzel. Now, according to him, the Shetosa is very good. He wants to know, what is the Issa Mecham Letzel? Why? Because that's for, like Evan, that's Be'etzim's not Roy, it's for after Shabbos, and something that's Be'etzim not Roy, that's why it's also Mecham Letzel. So it's very good, according to him, Mecham Letzel, Maisa Tosa. You want to say, Nichol Geder, Gneris Kalim, could be also Tosa. Maisa Poskim say, by Klish Mach Letzel, even by God, you cannot move his hammer, Mecham Letzel. Sivkim was a locha of not having muksa b'chetzi Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses that a person, when he entered Shabbos, was roy, and then came along Shabbos, he was doichal, and he came back in Shabbos, he was being roy. The Gemara is a boy. The Gemara wants to tie the avada for a case of tilta muksa b'mekel, achila a boy gle ishito, maisis as raj, but since the case of muksa, sabda bon lakula, and therefore come along the locha over here and says, there's no muksa b'chetzi Shabbos, meaning, again, it was. When it's on Shabbos, not really, it's muksa. When it gets off, the Issa on Shabbos won't be chazi, but loy chazi, then chazi again, the maisa won't be muksa at all on Shabbos. They do send you to a bealocha and simi top tzad of ches. He wants to tell you that ain't muksa b'cheti Shabbos. He's saying it's possible, or even at a das, that person says they might switch on Shabbos back to being roy. But something that is dochi legamri, one time it's not oil or das anybody's case of this by an animal that was noiled without a mum. One time in that case, there will be a case of calling him Iri, there will be a muksa b'chetzi Shabbos, and will extend the muksa further. I'd like to explain the lumdus why. One time this halacha is dafko, when it's yal or das, it's shaykh to be not chazi, mash engin sum is not shaykh to be chazi. Sifdal is the case when a person that does not know his gregus with timukim were already entering Shabbos. The question really leads to all cases where a person makes a mistake in Hilchus Muksa. Is it Muksa? That means the case in Shulchan Aruch is discussing when a person thinks his Gregus and Timuchim are Mamish Raks and Avonim. But Etzim is right, it's Gravaldic. The Gregus, the dates are fine. The Timuchim, the raisins of the Maisa case, that's fine. He did not know the facts. Maisa is Mekatadat. This case is Metzias.
He thought they were
not raisins yet. They're on the way to being raisins. He did not know yet. He did not know. Is that is Mekatadas? Is not Roy accused there? Is that Muksa not? So speaks out the Mechaber and says, since you Mekatadas, that does not work. That's not Muksa. Because Muksa means you have to Maksadas knowing that Be'etzim is that way. If you Maksadas Betois, that's not Aksa. I was Aksa from this, and this is not this. I was Maksadas from something that was. Not a raisin. It is a raisin. It wasn't Maksadas, but it's a raisin. Building upon that, there come different cases. To how far do you take the side of Muksa Batois is not Nichol Geder Muksa. Let's take an example. You know the Metzias, but you not know the what it is the fruit. Example. You thought it was Erlo. Some tells you after it was not Erlo. So here I know it's a fruit. That means in the Metzias Mitzad, the Velt, I know exactly what it looks like. Nothing changed in my eyes. But the din over here changed. Come along with Shlomo Zalman, brought down Shmir Shabbos, same idea. I had Maksadas from Erlo, and this is not Erlo. So my sin won't be a case of Muksa. You thought it was not a Gadosh Kocho, someone come along and tell you it is a Gadosh Kocho. No problem, there won't be a case of Muksa over here. Another example, living down, Chadnish says, let's say a person makes a toys in Din. not a mitzvah. That over here we thought the Erlo. For example, he thought a cell phone is chsarnkis. Some Kamalung tells him, what's mavaya? Use it for your alarm. It's klishmat. Is it zarkuf mikaymoi? So Kamalung, again, the chadnish, b'sarilim, all being down. If it also toys and din, also not nechal get a muksa. Same thing. The Kamalung be'ikir is from taino, that any aksa mitzah muksa, whether it's in din or mitzvah or lack of knowledge, not nechal get a aksa. Say, what about for carrots? What? No, Mesiach Das was, I Mesiach Das for this, and this is not this. I Mesiach Das from a phone, but this is a standard. What does it do with another? I'm not Mesiach Das from this. That's the Kiddush of this Machaber. You might have argued the point. I tell the Shani, they say, what about if I cared? You thought something was not Muksa. Came along Shabbos, someone told you it is Muksa. So Vada, if they told you it's Muksa, Vada, it's Muksa. But the question is, and then on Shabbos it broke, and came a Kiddush and left by Heter, you say it was Chazi, and then Dachi, and then Chazi again. And we say, in no Muksa b'chetzi Shabbos. Kamal Shmir Shabbos, Kamal Shlom Zam is not clear, he has a Machlok Shishrein about it. The one time Lamai said, so it should be, it's Muksa. Because again, the Aksa is not that I know the Loks of Muksa. The Aksa is before Chazal put on the Klom, the Gedorim, and now it's Maksa with these ideas over here. I did not know this Mitzis over here. But at the Muksa, so what? So Muksa applies in this situation. That means again, Muksa Batoi is to go after the object and the Mitzis, not after your Das. Sifei, come on the Paiskim and the Mignan a side sugya, very important sugya. I mean, Sifei is discussing the sugya of Chazi v'loi Chazi, that it, just building blocks. The question will be about them is something that's Gomru b'nei Odom, something that a person will change on Shabbos. That means we know we have a sugya here that Migdash Katsoy v'nei Shmoshes is Katsoy l'kulu yomai. Let's say you're going to change it on Shabbos. You know for sure it will change on Shabbos. It's up to you. What's the halacha in that case? My mokum coming from is Mamish's halacha and Sefei. Come on, the Beis Yosef. Again, he starts off. The Gemara discusses is the Muksa b'chetzi Shabbos or not. The Gemara starts off saying that the question is, enter Shabbos or is Chazi? Middle Shabbos is not Chazi. And went further on Shabbos, Chazi. That was the Gemara's question. It says the Gemara, I'll bring your raya, then it must be its motor. Why? We put our beans inside that sholem pot. And the Maisa could be air Shabbos, they can eat it raw. Start cooking it halfway, it's not raw. Then enter Shabbos morning and everyone eats the sholem. It's Chazi, Dachi, V'chazi. So you see there's no Muksa, no Shabbos. That's the Gemara's case. It was Chazi, beans can chew when it's raw. Chazi lochot, you have to know why, I know what beans are discussing. When it starts being cooked halfway, it's not Chazi. And then afterwards, at the end of this Chazi, you eat sholem. Says the Gemara, no. Says the lochot is very different. When something is aiming to change and you made to change, for example, says the Gemara, every pot, a benish mosh is boiling hot. You cannot eat boiling hot sholem. It burns your tongue. So let's say Mingis Katsoi. Let's aser all sholem. Let's aser all hot food. It's a sachat. It's boiling hot. Especially old Mingis Katsoi goes after 1 second. It's 1 second you can't eat it. And all that is bubbling for 13 minutes for all benish mosh. Let's aser all hot food. It says the Gemara, we don't do that. You know why? Because Gomru b'nei Odom. Something that a person creates to change. That's not the Gedo Mukso. A gun benish moshes, your children is not right, and the beans is not right, all have food is not right, his steaks won't worry. So what? There's no idea making this cycle. It's called the words of Gemara, Gomru b'nei Odom. Building upon that, the question is, what is this heter of Gomru b'nei Odom? What is this Yisoid that's brought down over here by the Beis Yosef, the Taz? What is this definition? So first, look at the sugya. Rashi says, why is the pot Gomru b'nei Odom? Says Rashi, why? You can right then and there fix the pot that's boiling hot. What do you mean fix the pot? Says Shidim Kubetzi, you know why? I can cool it down. I can take it with a fire right now and be masakin it. Says Azrua, you know what? Because right now I can masakin it. Right now I have a way of cooling it down. That's one way of saying over the side. However, look at the Kol Boy by Austin Sifei. The Kol Boy brought down on the Beis Yosef. Says, you know why the mice of the case over here is Gomer Bnei Adam? Says the Kol Boy, he has a case of, you have a tamar, you have dates, that you put inside the water to make it into the flavored wine over here. When enter Shabbos, the Maitre was not Roy. On Shabbos will be Roy. Since for sure will be Roy on Shabbos, that's why it's called Gomer Bnei Adam, it's not Muksa. I mean, Rashi says, you know why it's instead of Gomer Bnei Adam? Why? Because it's Biyodai. The word of the Kol Boy is not Biyodai. Something that's certainly going to happen, it's aiming to happen, like your pot is boiling hot, it's aiming the next day to be the Maestro of Achilo, and it's aiming to happen, that's not the case of Muksa. There's no meaning of Gatayin, something's oimid happened. That's Ruchas Chaim, the Mi'iri. We have two Ma'alchim over here. What's he said to Garmani Adam? Is it Biyadai or oimid? Come along over here. The Chanan Moshe, the Rusei Srad, on the page, he said, there's no machlaikis. Come along, Rusei Srad, it says, Abadi Rashi agrees to either reason. Rashi says, whether it's Biyadai or even it's not Biyadai, it's oimid to happen. The only Rashi can lafuki, when it's not Biyadai, you cannot go do it. If it cannot be for sure be going on Shabbos, but for sure can happen on Shabbos, and not only if it's not for sure, but sure can happen, it's up to you to do it on Shabbos, that case over here is nechle get a garment of Adam. Which moves it down to the Bush Yisrat. Again, we have the halacha here very simple. The garment of Adam is something that's certainly going to change on Shabbos, is not muksa. Not nechle the klal mingit is katsoi, and shmoshes is katsoi lukul yoymai. Then the Beis Yisrat over here is the kasha, the children also, on this halacha, why does the kolboi need by the case of tomorrow to be inside the water? The ma'aseh can be chazi on Shabbos garment of Adam. The Gemara said according to Shimon, the halacha is the elecha muksa elegroigis mitzimukim. And this case over here, it's chazi. Groigis mitzimukim are not chazi. All other things are chazi. As a matter of fact, the call by the ma'aseh says, in fact, the base eitzim, the ma'aseh, what means chazi? It's right for you or for a person. Kamal Mishibu and he answers, he says, he quotes the Chama Moshe, El Moshe Srat, the Maim Mordechai, and means the case is not chazi. Echnami, when enter Benish Moshes, these tomorrow mice are not chazi, the water is not chazi, the case is not chazi. And that's when you need a sugar government of the Yotam. So the Beis Yisrael does it in the call by why do you, this is not arguing that did, it's arguing why do you, by the case of tomorrow over here, in the water, beside the government of the Yotam, to say the loch is not moksa, it's chazi, it's chazi, the Mishibu, why the case of it is not chazi, Echnami. Fine, but each year, that means the whole everyone agrees to say some of this government of Adam either be Yodai or it's Eimin Borah to happen on Shabbos. The luck is it won't be Muksa.
Even if the Eimin is not
Yodai? If it's not Yodai, it's certainly going to happen. It has to certainly either be Yodai or certainly going to happen on Shabbos. We'll get now. The main question everyone discusses is how do we answer clothing? Where clothing banish washes? Is it be Muksa on Shabbos? That's what we're leading to. Yeah, wet clothing a person cannot wear benesh moshes. Oh, dry on Shabbos. The big tumult is what's the look of wet clothing that got dry, the dry on Shabbos. That's the building blocks that we're leading to. That's the main nachmin to get to us. Now, first, to finish with the halacha, mice again, we have this klal korm b'nei Adam. What's the halacha before it was going here, before it was finished? I mean, we have the boiling our pot, the beans we finished, children to be ready tomorrow morning. Right now, it's not ready. Right now, it's the muksa. Right now, the tomorrow inside the water is right now muksa? Or no, since tomorrow it'll be ice, right now it's not muksa. It says if you're going on the grass, the chaznish, all three taino, the lochas might say right now it's not muksa. Right now also, since tomorrow it's going to be ice muksa, even right now, it's not, there's no dhi at all. I know for sure tomorrow's right, even now it's not muksa. That's how Hashem Tiladov says, and Shom Zahm Paskin is fakert. Maisa right now it's avonim, it's mamish is nothing, it's no use, zero. Right now it's not chazi at all. Why should you look at later? It's very good. Later I'll be roi. Right now it's not roi. That means even though there's no migdis katzoi, right now it should be moksa. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like mamash as you said in machlokes. The problem is they do not really address each other. Shlomo Zalman does not address the others. The lactam points out Shlomo Zalman is against others and the Tilodov is against others. They don't really address each other where they're coming from. They all just give an assumption. They don't really even address the question. The Prim Gondom Grad Chazish gives an assumption about it's not Muksa. Tildov Shom Zamba gives an assumption it's Muksa. Now, you could ask the question, obviously. First basic question anyone should ask. So, if so, why is in there Bizmana Chazal Muksa? In there, what's the case? The case of in there is going to go out tomorrow morning. But that night's going out. So, let's move the cup. Let's take this in there, there's Shem inside, it goes out. Fine, it's going from the Odom. It's for sure going out within the next 10 hours. You did not put in the amount of oil. It put in the amount of oil for 26 hours. Even with Shimon agrees that's muksa. Even if it went out. Because any issue with Tzapa. You put in oil only for 10 hours the whole entire night. Come on, Bigmar, we pass communicate so it's muksa. So let's move the cup. Ma baya. It's borrowed that the next day there's no muksa over there. No shalavis over there. Obvious question. Different ways of answering the question. The way the Meiri and the Shidim Kabetzin seem to understand, they want taina. And there's difference over here. By the case of shalavis, not the story. That the thing that came muksa is ois muksa. The muksa disappeared. The oil disappeared and the flame disappeared. It's not like there's a heter, it's like the beans were not roi in the arroi. The tefillin not roi in the arroi. It's the thing that was roi disappeared. Therefore, they were not masakin. There's no tikkin to the thing that's not roi. There's no tikkin. There's not gormle odom. The other was not, it was not finished. It just, that thing disappeared. Naturally, the cup comes not muksa. That's how they seem to say over this side. It's not being misak in the muksa again. By case of Goyus, by case of a pot, a bean, in Mars case. No, again, but the thing is, the chetz are here, the chetz, what's the muksa here? The shemen's muksa? The shemen disappeared, it got all used up. So the idea of grumbling Adam is the person will change the chetzah, so we're not maxed from the chetzah. Here the chetzah we're not changing. The chetzah just disappears, we left the cup. That's how he says it. The grass is over, interesting idea, close it, since it goes out by itself, it's called grumbling the Shemayim. That's called Shemayim. Yishlom, why that's so? Not clear why that's so. Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to answer, what time is your derech be a dying ben Hashmoshes? You live for ben Hashmoshes, not derech agav. Derech be dying and... And not closing, it's not closing during that moment. To move it. It's not closing. That's what he says over. Then afterwards he brings down the Mi'imi, then he brings down the Shimon Kibetz, he brings down others. I'm not clear what his maskon is. He points out that others seem to say not like him, that's his form, but why it's different. He's really discussing by the Yeter refrigerator from the Zalman when it goes off. Hey, Neshmoshes, can you open it afterwards? We discussed it last week. That's the Sugyo of Gomene Odom. Where Binom Zimon was tied, it really depends if it's Muxmach was Isser or Atmach Shavo. Atmach Shavo is one thing. He had myself Isser, and we're talking about Isser, everyone agrees that there is an idea that there's no head of Gomene Odom, which will really lead to the question of Yeter Begodom. Very simple question. You have wet Begodom Er Shabbos, sopping wet, you cannot wear Ben Neshmoshes. Nice, next day it's dry. What's the law to be Muxan Shabbos and not? So, Pasal Pichez, when you read the Mishabura by us, and he has a case that tomorrow will be that put inside water, the law is, since Bevadai, the law is, Metzis is going to absorb the water, the time of the dates over here, and therefore it's going to be Chazi on Shabbos. Since Bevadai is going to happen, the Chor should be case. It's not Muxa by tomorrow, but he says very clearly, Nefal Pisora, if you know Vadai tomorrow, you beg and the Meisor will be dry, the law should be, not Muxa. Why nichli get a gom b'nei adam? Afsad Hasheni, we will go back to Sivin Shinchas, Sivin Zayin. Come on the Mishnebrew over there and discuss on the Mechaba. We're discussing, you have a shirt hanging up on your wood. We discuss over there the Get Sugya of Muxa, as the Klishmat Isit Sarkuf Mekaymai, what the loch over there is. Says the Mishnebrew, but let's say it was wet, Tavech Amnas Latfiach. A little bit wet, Benish Moshes. That if you touch this or touch something else, you get wet. They come Shabbos, afterwards, since the Muxa Benish Moshes, meaning it's Katzal, he says it's a Kon Tamar Gimel, it's Katzal Kul Yomai. That's it. He says anything enters Ben Shmoshes is a little bit wet, the mice is Mokson Shabbos. Come on, the Chayim and say, but why? Too much Tvech Nas Latfiach, a little bit wet. Not even sapping what he's discussing. A little bit. Look at Tvech Nas Latfiach. The mice says, next 26 hours, the Mokson could have Mokson Ben Shmoshes. Why? You can tell me for sure to be drawn on Shabbos. He's not Mechalik, whether it's for sure or not for sure. What's going on over here? So all the Svarim past 30, 40 years ask this question. So come along with Minchas Yitzchok and Rav Vosner and Shlomo Zalman. They want to say, but doichik, it must be echnami, which we're not discussing the case we know for sure, dry and Shabbos. But if you know for sure, dry and Shabbos, that's Gomru b'nei Adam. Ayi says, what?
The
call
is still
in the veil. He says, the long it's echnami, it's not fear. Right. So must be in the case. Yeah, saying chiddush also. I mean, the most. What? But still, if it's not as long as you can't, he says since it's not guaranteed to dry up, that's the case. But if it's guaranteed, it's being hung on the stick of wood already, right? What's the mechabes case? In case the shirt's on the stick of wood, shin chesiv tazayin. On the halacha. It's already on the corner. Right, it's hung up on this wood already. And right? On that says Samuel Gimel. It's hung up to be dried, and still in this case it's Tverch Nasatvich, and still he asks it. This case over here, we don't know for sure dry on Shabbos. We don't know for sure. Fine, that's one teretz. The second there is coming with Yashiv and Binyam and Zelba. They want to tell you there's a chilik. Where the issue is coming from. The loch is something that's wet, Tavech Nas Latfiach. The reason why you cannot really pick it up and move it, mitzad the issue is chito. Something is aiming to be dried. We have a chash of issue is chito. So the only time we say Grom Bnei Odom is mitzad it's not chosi. But something that we don't say Grom Bnei Odom, when the Yisrael mitzad an Isser Shavoyim, because it's not the other right now for us to masakin it. Since there's an Isser Schit over here, there's no Hetekom in the Yodim. What? Binyom is over, yeah, same Teres, right, same Shikol. And we ask the same thing over here. First, we'll answer Mishmur, then we'll get to Lok L'maitzel. A third Mahalach, Kamal of Scheinberg, of Menashe Klein, the one tiny really depends. That the case over here is when I did everything, I did all the actions, I put the date inside the water, I caused all to happen. But the idea of hanging up outside is the sun. That's not me. Who put out the sun? Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's God B'nei Shemayim. The one time that's Pshat in the Mi'ud, it says, you did not do everything in the situation, but in the case of an error, it goes out naturally, means there are other things that are affecting it. Something that other things are affecting it, which I did not put there, a gam is going to happen for sure, but since I didn't do it, the ner is it goes down naturally. There's nothing. Okay, the kamim iri. One time it's not built in. The issue is again. If could be, we'll get a case of what that means. Well, again, we'll see. We'll get three two watsim come up for malach malacha. Where did the Mishpah say about the sun coming out?
What?
Where did the Mishpah say about the sun?
Yeah,
don't say about the sun over here.
What?
Don't say anything about the sun. The Svarim say the sun. Not the Mishpah. Not I say. The Malachim say this time. Could they go pen of Mahalach going with? Well, it's Maisa against the third Malach had to answer Mishpah. That this is Echonami Abayah Mitzad. That's the outside fact over here.
Okay.
By the tomorrow. But not by their clothing.
What's
the difference?
They're
explaining Gromu Deshamayim. Fine, that's Gromu Deshamayim. Wait,
we're reading.
Simon, you're going to go with the one tiniest to see by the outside factor. When sweat, they're really going to be. There are based on the three truths, and really there are four mahalchim alochal ma'isel. One is those who want to know the Issa Moshe's question. The get to wear clothing. What halacha comes to you on Shabbos? Come along with Moshe is very simple. Like from the Zalman and a Vosner, depends if it's vadig be dry or not. If vadig be dry, it's not mukso. If it's not vadig be dry, the ma'isel is going to be a case of mukso. Why? Nichle atu grom le'adam. Very simple. One malach. The second malach come with yom zilver and the biyashim. They tiny sitov is the sugya of Issa Shaboy, Issa now the Heter Gromley Odom. They point out really it's Bukhon Vasman, the Kurdish room of Beya, Yisvav. There's no Heter. And then one time, steam is a Mishavua, you beg it, enter the Shabbos, it's Tavech, not Tatsvir, hanging up, it's Mukhs no Tai Shabbos. There is no Heter at all. It's not Nichon the Heter Gromley Odom. The Heter, because Gromley Odom is not playing the case with Machmas Isser. Here, cannot, the reason why it's Mukhs and Banish Moshe is because you might move it to Schita to it. Why is it begging Mukhs? Let me put it on. Right, get it, Tverch Nasatvir. If it's Tverch Nasatvir, if it's Mitat Schito, Mitat Isser, that won't have that to Grom Leodom. A third Malach, Nashe Kloin, and Rosharmig point out that we're saying it depends on the outside factor. They won't say it depends. If you hung it up and put it into a dryer, you put it into a dryer, you did everything, that's Grom B'nei Shemayim. B'nei Odom. If you hung it up, that's Grom B'nei Odom, that depends on the Shemesh, B'nei Shemayim, the Shemesh, Akash Baruch Hu, that's something else, then there'll be Machmer. A fourth malach, Kamal Chaznish, and also Mitzad away from Zalman and Chazitzchok, and passing away about Yosef and others. The one time that they get the clothing, they want to argue the whole entire Mishnah Berurah. Why? They point out that you're saying clothing myself wet on muksos. They tell you it's not true. That means muksos ben shmoshes, even if it is wet. Why? Because halachas you have to learn the really sugya of wet clothing in Simin, I think Shin Gimel over there. Over there discusses that let's say the halacha is can a person go move clothing through 10 people. Look, the Gemara says 10 people can pick up clothing and move it. Well, I can want to remind the other person not to act of schito. That means be'etzim is not mukso. Just if you're keeping metal till something's blocking you, you might do an act of schito. If they come on the kind of kindness, it's mukso, it's not mukso. You can't do something without an act of schito. If you can get around schito and get 10 people to remind you, it's not mukso. So be'etzim beg is not mukso. So it's not mukso. The whole thing, we do not need to come up to the cooler government of the other. And therefore, this reason, Numa Svar, bring down the lock is that even if it's Tverech, Manasat Tverech, And even if we do not even know for sure come dried on Shabbos, still it's not mukhsar, we come dried on Shabbos. You know what? Because not even the sugya mukhsar here. So again, so we have four mouths in the gate clothing, you look among the swarm, to think about what to go do. Then Hoga seems to be among the moinam, once it's dried out for sure on Shabbos, mice is not mukhsar. Mice is not that simple. Again, we have four options, either dryer, or if you know for sure vadai, or it's always usher, or it's always motor. Four different options over here. There are three ways to answer the Mishnah Berurah.
Oh, they were arguing.
The Chadish is arguing. Chadish says the like Mishnah Berurah.
Right.
So we have three ways of answering it. Either he wants a tiny of this, not a case of Vadai. In the case for us, the case of Vadai is currently Adam. Or you can answer that Muxim Machmas Isser is different than not being Chazi. Or you can answer. What? Yeah. Sorry? We say Avadim, yeah, again, Chadish is arguing on the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, I'm saying the fourth sheet over here, come to arguing, the whole question doesn't even start. Now, there is one side point. Come on, a Moshe wants a taino in the Tulu Shabbos. One time, the whole entire head to when things get dried on Shabbos, something that's only not last for a person to go use on Shabbos. I mean, let's say he says you take out your, you did the washing machine, you let it stay in the washing machine. It'll dry eventually in a couple of hours by itself. Come on, a Moshe says it has no head to go from the Adam. Only something that's only not last for a person to go use on Shabbos has its head to. If simple Abadi wrote to him, where did he get that from? What's the lumpus? And Moshe wrote back something. He's partial. This is the Svaras. I don't know what the words exactly mean. I see the Sefer Alicha Shlomo trying to explain what Moshe says. The accusation means that Moshe says, I know we talked about it, and it seems our place came out this way. He says, don't go like a Moshe. Again, the Moshe is a chiddush over here. That in the head of Korban, the Odom has to be doctored something that a person has a tzad to use on Shabbos. If you have no tzad to use on Shabbos, there's no head of Korban, the Odom. Case by laundry. Case is on laundry.
No,
and if you what?
You don't have to wear a
Shabbos. I have all my shirts. A lot of people do laundry. They just leave in the washing machine. I don't plan at all to use it on Shabbos. Since if somebody just leave in the washing machine, I'll dry myself naturally. I don't plan to use it all on Shabbos. I have no head to grow in the autumn.
What is that? No, sorry, you don't plan. It's a whole different
kettle. When he has, his words are when you have a tzad.
What if it's both?
You have a tzad. Now again, where's coming from? Not sure. I still want to try to explain him all the same, come to argue with him, not sure where he's getting his from. No, only want to see the Shlomo Zalman. No, he says, is Vadai come to dry motor? In this Vadai, he needs a tonight to it. He says, Vadai, and you have a tzad to go use it. Moshe, yeah. Shlomo Zalman would sound like Chaznish. Everything is, there's no mukhs over here. Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo Chel Al Sim Yud, he wants to sign in the footnote. On top, he says, Meister, to answer Mishnah Berurah, it's Vadai, not Vadai. In the footnote, he says, I don't know what this over here is. Why is he even a mukhsar for? I mean, he sounds like he doesn't understand the whole time Mishnah Berurah. And Meister Chadish Og is clearly on the Mishnah Berurah. He says, no sugya mukhsar to get to wear clothing. By Mishnah on Wednesday, we're doing the sugya of mukhsar by Shal Heves.
What's
the spot of the Chadish? It's not mukhsar.